Broccoli mean?
Depends on the context. Pubic hair or marijuana, a noun.
And Virginia?
Vagina, as in he penetrated her Virginia with a hammer.
Yikes.
Slang is either sexual or violent.
Or both.
But it's witty. I think it's really witty.
Happy when you wake up?
No.
Hey, there was a petal storm out here this morning.
I saw that. I thought it was a snowstorm. I thought I was dreaming.
Like he wants to eat you.
They all flirt. It's part of the ritual.
Xavier, you're late.
am I?
Is she trying to be ironic or something?
Hello. I'm following. We talked this morning on the phone, remember?
Yeah.
You look different than I thought. Thank you for sharing your bed. Bye. Bye.
Paying me for this.
You think so?
Yeah. This is valuable shit. Aren't you afraid your book on slang is like a diss?
Diss on who?
It's people like you who think the brothers are guinea pigs. The way we talk and shit.
Cornelius, are you trying to tell me that you need an extension?
No. Look. I came to tell you I made a discovery. See, I discovered I can call John Wayne Gacy and hear him talk himself, Miss Avery.
Really? Dead murderers have their own phone lines?
He wasn't no murderer. You know, there'd be a website for serial killers, you know, past and present. He recorded and explained himself how he didn't kill no 33 boys. Look, I got radar for the truth, and I'm gonna write how I know that.
This paper's not supposed to be about you, Cornelius. That's the point of the whole assignment.
You said that every word a writer writes, even the commas and shit, gotta be a reflection of him or her. That we be doing this writing shit to express our vision. You know I got vision. You know, I got Africa vision. You know, I got bitch vision. I got,
Yeah, excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom.
Chat?
stream of consciousness, I'd like to point out, is not the same thing as stream of conscience, for which some of you have mistaken it. A logical error in some ways. Okay, your assignment for today is to utilize
nothing happens in that book.
To the lighthouse.
Yeah, one old lady dies.
How many ladies have to die to make it good?
At least three.
What's this?
From the bar. My half of the check. Hey, man, where you go? I waited a long time.
Couldn't find the bathroom.
Is that all?
Is what all?
All I owe you.
I can't pass you unless you show up to class.
How you doing?
Do I know you?
Detective Malloy.
You friends with Avery?
Uh-huh.
I'm canvassing your apartment building. I want to talk to you.
How do I know that's real? It's still busy. Why don't you come back?
I'll wait, thanks. Can I smoke?
Not in my apartment.
Now you got some place you could put it out? Thanks. Miss Avery, there was a homicide in your neighborhood on the 15th. That'd be Saturday the 15th, last Saturday, between 12 and 2 a.m. Her body, a part of her body to be exact, was found in the garden outside your window. And that's why I wanted to talk to you, just in case you saw or heard anything unusual.
No. No, nothing unusual.
Fred, it's John Graham. Are you there by yourself? I don't think you're there by yourself. Why did you lie to me? Doesn't it mean anything to you that we slept together twice? Yes, I do count the time in the shower.
Quiet!
Come on, pick up the phone. Pick up. Pick up, pick up. Pick up. Come on, pick up the phone.
Are you a writer?
Uh-huh.
What's all this?
Words. Quotes that I like. Poetry.
Is it like a job or a hobby?
A passion.
I want to do with you what spring does with the cherry trees.
just you.
Wow. Whoa.
My sister.
My ex-wife had long hair, then she cut it.
So, you don't remember seeing anything, hearing anything?
On my pen? It's fake. It's a cop thing.
You don't remember anything, didn't see anything, didn't hear anything? No cries in the night?
No, I don't remember seeing or hearing anything unusual. I sleep with the windows open.
Mm-hmm. You do that a lot?
Can you tell me how it happened?
Her throat was cut, and then she was disarticulated. Here's my card. My number's there if you remember anything. Give me a call, all right? Do I know you from someplace?
I don't know.
Thanks. Fucking bullshit, you look me in the eye. Now you think about it, alright? Now take a walk.
Miss. How you doing? Excuse me. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Am I supposed to get in?
You want to talk on the street? Never think it's a good idea putting your business on the street, you know what I mean?
I'll get it.
This is my partner, Detective Rodriguez.
Hi.
How you doing?
How do you do?
What the fuck is this?
It's coffee.
It's a half a cup of coffee.
Black take it back.
Coffee. He gives me a half a cup of coffee. What does he expect
what's
me to pull
with
half
the coffee?
Will
you take
it back?
How long is this
going to
take?
Wheaties this morning? I'm sorry?
How long is this going to take?
Are you in a hurry?
Where are you going?
My friend. Half sister.
We'll give you a lift.
So what do you do?
I teach.
Teach what?
Hey, you get a chance to run those prints?
Teach what?
English.
You know what an isthmus is?
This must be my lucky fucking day. What the fuck? You ran the prints?
Yeah.
And?
Nada, nothing. Look, the reason Detective Malloy and I thought you might be able to help is the bartender, Luther Wilker?
Yeah.
At the Red
Turtle.
Well, he said that you were there on the night in question, the 11th.
He's got a good memory.
Now, we have your credit card receipt.
That look familiar?
That's right. I was at the Red Turtle with one of my students.
One of your students?
Cornelius Webb, but it was early. It was 3:30. I was there for a short time, then I went home.
Cornelius Webb? Is that with two B's or not two B's?
W-E-B-B.
And you were in the front room the whole time?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Didn't I just say so?
You didn't happen to see a Caucasian girl, mid-20s, not too tall, good-looking, didn't you say?
What?
She was good-looking.
She wasn't bad-looking.
Yeah, but
Well, did you?
What is this about?
Listen, Miss Avery. The deceased was seen in a Red Turtle the same night that you were there. Seeing how you were there and everything, maybe you wouldn't mind taking a look at a few pictures, you know? Sometimes you see something you don't remember.
Take a deep breath. This one's kind of graphic. Come here, my love. Well, do you recognize it?
No.
Figure you out.
What do you mean? Am I a murder suspect?
Look, I was wondering if you wanted to go for a beer or something. You know, I got a cousin who works in a bar in Sheridan Square, and there's a lot of writers going there, and I was...
Now?
No, not now. I'm working now. 2 hours from now.
Where?
Here. What the fuck?
You got a nice girl and nicer drinks. Oh, excuse me, baby.
Hey, happy.
Hey. Looking good. You see, hello. Look at you.
Looking good.
Is Pauline home?
Hey.
Hey, sorry.
Oh, baby. She could be up, she could be down. You know, go check the bar, baby, okay? Hey, look.
That's cute. Is it real?
Of course it'd be real. You crazy? Don't let no psycho killer mess with my girls. He'd be dead. Bye, baby. I make sure no one fuck with my goddamn girls.
What's wrong?
So humiliating.
Is it the doctor? You want to go up? Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck.
Feel better.
What happened?
His receptionist called me with a referral to another doctor. He canceled our appointment.
Was this after you had sex with him?
He's right. He shouldn't have had sex with me. I mean, of course he's right.
Do you ever think about just imagining sex?
What do you mean?
Just thinking about the doctor, not making appointments, just not really trying to have sex with him in reality.
It's kind of boring. I mean, I do restrain myself. You know, I got so enthusiastic when I would think about him, and it confused me because I think enthusiasm is a good thing, you know? I mean, I think about him.
How many appointments did you make?
Last week? Eleven.
I'm gonna put on some music.
I waited outside his apartment. I saw him and his wife. And I followed her to the dry cleaner. She left a tan suit.
Did you pick it up?
Like such a freak. This is what I do to get a dick inside me.
You're not a freak. I admire you. You live out of your unconscious. You're a poet of love. A lovelorn man who, sick in soul and of this busy human heart aweary, worships the spirit of unconscious life in tree or wildflower. Gentle lunatic.
Gentle lunatic. That's me. Like a belated birthday thing.
Yeah, and I was styling that commercial that got canceled.
Oh, God, that's beautiful. What is it?
It's a courtship fantasy. See, there's a little wedding bell and a little house. Oh. Open the baby carriage.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Am I going to have to feed this thing?
Oh. You should have a baby.
This is the closest I'll get.
And a man. You should have a man, too.
Somebody asked me out.
Good. Who?
Police detective. He's investigating a girl's murder. You know, the one who got cut up?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Part of her body was found in my garden.
Yuck. So is the detective good looking?
Seems young. He's got a mustache.
We've all got that. You didn't say no, Franny.
Franny?
You gotta go. Just for the exercise, you should go.
You wanna borrow some decent clothing? Can we go look?
I think you should.
Can you come with me?
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Maybe you saw something at that bar. I'm still wondering. Maybe something you don't know you saw. Your color boyfriend. Did he meet with you?
Cornelius? He's not my boyfriend. And he left before me.
You saw him leave?
Actually, no.
He's not in a popping arms off a lady's body, is he?
Not that I know about.
Well, my hands? Well, yeah, I know I got faggot hands. They're soft.
Actually, I was wondering about your tattoo.
About that? Mm-hmm. I'm in the secret club.
Are there many members?
Hey, listen. I could be whatever you want me to be. Now you want me to romance you, take you to a classy restaurant, no problem. You want me to be your best friend and fuck you, treat you good, lick your pussy. No problem. Ain't much I haven't done. The only thing I want to do is beat you up.
Why does your partner carry a water pistol?
Because they took his gun away.
Why did they take his gun away?
Because his wife caught him fucking a fat chick. But she found out, she ran upstairs and she tossed this Hispanic Society trophy out the window. And, you know, that's pretty much when they tried to kill her.
Well, that's a good reason to kill your wife. I mean, of all the reasons that I can think of.
He wasn't gonna kill her, lady. He's just trying to scare her. That was a San Juan Man of the Year award, you know? Richie takes that stuff seriously. So those fat fucking fucks from IA, they got a hold of him. They take his gun, they take his badge, they put him on modified duty, and now he's a fucking house mouse.
What are house mouses?
It's the guys who put their balls in the drawer. They don't want to be on the streets no more. When they're on modified duty like him.
A blossom.
You stare back at him, that's how you flirt with black girls. Hey, Richie, what the fuck? They let you out?
What am I gonna do? Nothing. What can I do, huh?
Nothing. You can't do nothing.
Come here. Amigo. Loving you was wrong. I don't want to be right.
Don't be.
Mm-hmm.
You got a drink?
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, Bucky. Two shots of bourbon and two bourbon and cokes.
I had a park on Christopher Street. There must have been 100 fucking faggots looking to suck my dick.
I'm jealous.
All cops homophobic?
What are you, one of them feminists?
I thought you might be one as well, detective.
Why?
The lawyer here says that you like fat women.
You told her that?
Yeah, why not?
Made me think that you had a generous, even a sympathetic view.
You like fat girls?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, I like fat chicks. That chick.
Yeah? What's up?
The chick wants to suck your dick. All you need are two tits, a hole, and a heartbeat.
You don't even need the tits.
You don't even need the heartbeat, pal. Going fishing. You want me to clock you out?
No, I'll stay for a while.
me? I didn't hit you. It's not my fault. Are you okay, miss? Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah. I give you a ride.
Malloy?
It is. You'll be all right. Just a scrape.
Did you get a look at him?
No, he was wearing a mask.
Anything stand out? Like, a smell, rings on his fingers, watch, shoes, anything?
How was that girl killed?
Who?
The girl who was killed at the Red Turtle.
Angela Sands? She wasn't killed at the Red Turtle. You're getting confused.
What is disarticulation exactly?
Listen, it's not likely that your assailant's the murderer, babe. It's much more likely he's after your wallet.
So you're not gonna tell me how she was killed?
You really wanna know? Her throat was slit with a straight razor. He's trying to take her head, maybe for a souvenir. We found another dismembered female body last June along the river. I think it's the same killer. Richie don't, but I do. Let's go over it again. No. Show me. Come on, show me. Came from behind you?
I don't know.
Did you turn?
He grabbed my head and his arm. He had his arm around my neck.
So he must have come up from behind you then. Was it his right arm? On his left.
It was his right.
Off.
I've been wondering about you.
Yeah? Don't.
I want to know.
Know what?
How you did that to me. Somebody taught you. Who was that?
Get the fuck out of here.
You can tell me. An older woman.
Older woman, huh? Chicken lady.
The chicken lady.
No, you know her? When I was 15, I was delivering chickens for a butcher, the housewives, for a buck of chicken. The first time I show up there, it was fucking hot. And, I came to the door, she offered me a glass of water. So we're in the kitchen talking about the weather or some shit, and she just reaches out, she grabs a hold of my joint. She asks me, does that feel good? I said, yeah. And she asks me, you ever been with a woman? I said, yeah, no. So she takes me into the bedroom. She takes her clothes off, and she's real womanly. I mean, she's got pubic hair from here to here. It's black and curly like the Spanish girls. And I want to get the fuck out of there. So she grabs me and says, have you ever kissed a girl down there? I said, no. So she wets her fingers. Herself real soft. She touches her clit, tells me to lick there. Tells me to put my tongue there, take my time, lick in a slow circle. And after a while, she came.
Why did you go back?
My kids. I miss my kids.
I know you had kids.
No, why would you? My oldest boy wants to be a teacher. I don't know what the fuck happened to him. It's like Martians landed. It took over his brain.
What does he want to teach?
Smokes. Can you fucking believe it?
I'm missing one of my, I'm missing one of the charms on my bracelet. Maybe on West Broadway. Hey, you know, there's something I do have to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
You've seen me before. I've seen you at the Red Turtle.
This whole time I'm thinking to myself, I've seen this girl before. I know her from somewhere. Now you're telling me I met you at the Red Turtle? I don't think so, babe.
It was dark. And I had on my glasses. And there was a man and a girl, and she was giving him a blowjob.
A blowjob?
I watched.
Oh, you did you? You like that sort of thing? You like watching?
You don't remember a girl with long blue fingernails with diamonds in them?
Would you say blue fingernails? She had brown hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about her? I think that's Angela Sands. I think that's a girl that was murdered.
But I wasn't with her. And I think you saw something. I think you should come down to the station and take a look at some pictures as soon as possible.
I swear you weren't there.
I swear to God, I never seen you or her before in my entire fucking life. I gotta get out of here.
Hey. Had a nice time. Thanks.
Detective guy is sexy. You like him? You're gonna see him again? Would you trust a guy who gets blowjobs in bars?
Yes.
I think he's a liar.
You think he's a liar or he is a liar?
Because, of course, we never lie, so. I saw him in a bar with a girl.
Wait. A bar?
Yes.
I thought you just met him. I thought that he rescued you. Look, if you don't want him offing, go back home and arrange your phone.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned it.
No, I arrange an introduction with your lying detective.
Ugh. Who's that? John Graham. I thought he said he looked like a movie star. I played a doctor on a soap. Now he's studying to be one.
Hi. You look terrible.
Excuse me, sir. No dogs in here.
I know that. Will you be long?
I just ordered a coffee.
You're very tan.
Hi, John Graham.
Colleen.
How are you?
Yeah.
Take your time. I'll wait.
Don't look out there because he's watching you. Oh, he's so intense. You know, I can remember every guy I ever fucked by how he liked to do it, not how I wanted to do it. Sometimes I think it's just me. I mean, are other women able to say, suck my dick, pinch my nipples, bend over the sofa?
Probably not suck my dick.
Here's what I think. I think you can come over to my place and sleep there for a few nights. Maybe even a week. It would make me really happy. And the mugger has your wallet, so he's gonna know where you live.
You know, you really have to see this detective again.
Miss, we ordered a latte.
No foam.
No foam, very, very dry. Thank you.
Still there.
Whose car did you get at the yesterday? If I could just come from Beirut. I don't know how people can drive around in filthy cars.
Maybe it was one of my students.
Are you dating a student?
Pardon?
Well, you went to the Red Turtle Bar with a black student. Are you dating him?
No.
I saw you last Saturday.
What were you doing?
Is that the point here? I don't think so. The point is, that he could get the wrong idea. You don't know how guys think.
Are you all right, John?
Not really. I've been having these panic attacks lately. I guess I think they're panic attacks. I don't know. They're pretty bad.
What happened?
Doesn't that ever happen to you where you get these funny images from the past? Like you saw something or you knew something. Weird memories from childhood. I just wish I didn't keep having these funny attacks. My brain practically explodes. I think I'm going to go on antidepressants. I need to ask you a favor. Do you think you could take care of Patrick for a while? He's barking all the time, and it's probably because my hours are so long, and he's alone.
John,
the landlord
can't take care of a dog.
Especially not my dog, right? He'd rather cut his head off.
No, not especially your dog. Why don't you put up a notice or something?
Put up a notice? Where am I? I'm in the hospital. 18 hours out of 24. You don't get it, do you? Well, okay. Say goodbye.
John, are you going to put him down?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe I will. I could do it myself. I mean, I could just shave his little arm.
Look, I don't think it's a good idea that we see each other anymore.
Fuck! Out of the blue. I'm gonna have to think about this.
Fell over.
Truly.
Yours truly.
You don't ever talk. It's always his job.
Well, I like to be ironic.
I'm looking for Miss Avery. It's over. Which one is it? This one down here?
Actually, she might.
I've been thinking on Gacy, you know? Bogo the Clown? I've been thinking that it wasn't his fault, you know? Like, he were the victim.
Hey, what do you know about Cornelius Webb?
Of what?
Desire.
Aren't you going to help me carry my bag?
No. You don't have the time to save me. That's like an insult.
Help me put my earring back in. Come here.
In 1978, Mr. John Wayne Gacy was in trouble when the police dug up a dead body under his cellar. When the police were done, they had 27 dead bodies, most of them from under the house. He said he was innocent of the crime, and sometimes he said that he loved those boys. He never said he was sorry. Not even at the end when they gave him his lethal injection. He was chatty. Scar said, he wanted to discuss the Chicago pubs, eat fried chicken.
No.
It's so fucking noisy, I can't sleep. I have to move. I mean, clearly, I've got to move. Why don't you see him again? You're brave in so many ways. I mean, you're thinking about him, right?
About sex.
So? You wouldn't be thinking about the sex if you didn't like him. At least call him. He doesn't know where you are. I go to court tomorrow. Because of the tan suit. They're trying to get a restraining order against me. Probably won't be allowed within 500 miles of Dr. Katz's office. Yeah, laugh it up. You know what I'm thinking?
What to wear?
No, I'm imagining that when he sees me, he's going to realize that he's in love with me. And, you know, one thing will lead to another, and after a love child or two, we'll get married.
Have I ever told you how our father proposed to my mother?
No. Tell me.
Well, when he was very young, he was very handsome and an excellent skater. And she was the new girl in town, barely able to skate. She was very, very innocent. Very beautiful, of course. And he was already engaged, but he couldn't stop watching my mother. This is my son. Fiance got very jealous then.
I would too.
And threw that engagement ring right back at him.
Good.
And that very same day, he took my mother by the hand. He danced her out to the middle forest-fringed lake. He got down on one knee and offered her the very same engagement ring.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm. And at that precise moment, it's just the thing that my mother always added. It started to snow.
Very romantic.
I don't quite believe it. But it's my mother's story. The way she always told it, you know. It killed her. When he left, she just went crazy with grief. You know, she didn't understand it. She just couldn't believe it.
How many times has Dad been married?
Four.
Four? Never married my mother.
Yeah, he's already plotting the fifth.
I want to get married once. Just for my mom. Is a husband too much for me to ask for? Thank you.
hat. Even Angela Sands had a fiancé.
Yeah, well, he probably cut her head off.
That's sad.
See you later on, Doc. Thanks a lot. What we're going to do now is I'm going to start opening up the machine, open it slightly, let some of the fluid out, and we'll catch it down at the catch basin, all right? One, two, three. Okay, I'm taking out the first article of clothing I got here. It appears to be a woman's left hand, and on it is a ring with a white stone in it. Can you give me a close-up of that here? It appears to be possibly a serrated blade. Come over here with me. And what I'd like to do is get another shot over here. Give me a close-up on that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You got that? You got the close-up on the ring, correct?
Got it.
Okay. I'm now going to start taking out, looking for other body parts here.
Hi.
Franny, hey. Hold on a second.
Got it right here.
Stepping out.
All right, no problem.
Hey, where you been? I've been calling you all week. You know, you're supposed to come down and look at some photos, remember?
I've been staying with Pauline.
Yeah, where's she staying?
She has a place above the baby doll lounge.
So, Hey, you know, I must have called you like 10 times. You think you can make it down here? Take it down to the precinct tomorrow? It's kind of important.
Why?
Well, another girl's been murdered.
A med student.
Oh. Oh, no. What happened?
She was cut up. Can't find her head. The fucking press is all over us. It's in Megillah. We're all doing overtime here. Even the house mouses are on the street.
Do you think it's the same guy who killed Angela Sands?
If you're asking me, yeah, oh yeah.
Hey, I'm getting out of here.
What's that?
Hold on a second.
I'm not gonna sleep tonight.
Do something for me, will you? Are you standing?
Why?
Are you alone? Where's your sister?
Sit down.
You sitting?
Put your hand between your legs. Insert your panties. That pussy that I like.
When you slip your middle finger in, it's deep and soaking wet. You run your finger up.
Your clit's right there. Comes down to meet you. Jumps in your hand.
When you touch a woman, her clit's right there like that. You know she knows about sex like you. I gotta go.
Came into the room. It's here in the circle.
Can I help?
I'm here to see Detective Malloy.
Malloy!
Yeah?
Your business out here, man.
Let me interview you. I know it.
It's my sister.
How you doing? I want you to take a hike.
Yeah.
Sleep all right? I missed you. Come on.
Over here.
Man.
Look at this. We got leaks in the ceiling to shoot down on us with 22 caliber rifles from the rooftops.
Now we'll never...
Detective Rodriguez. Do you remember Mrs.
Avery?
Yeah, I know your name.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Hey, you got anything on that bike cap?
Nothing.
Detective Malloy, stand by, please. Malloy!
Yeah.
I'm glad I got a chance to talk to you. I want to apologize. The other night I was drunk. I was out of line. I hope you didn't get the wrong idea.
No. I didn't get the wrong idea.
We're square then?
Detective Malloy wants me to look at some pictures. He said you'd have them ready.
Pictures?
Mm-hmm. I was mugged the other night on West Broadway.
Oh, yeah. Pictures. No problem.
Who's that? Really?
But I thought the guy was wearing a mask. You couldn't see his face.
Right?
No, I couldn't.
Well, then why does Malloy want you to look at pictures, hmm?
Perhaps I'll recognize the face of somebody who was at the Red Turtle Bar.
I don't mean shit.
Hey, Richie, what's up?
What's up, Halloran? How's the diet?
Hey, Pato, kiss my ass.
Yeah, I got those phone numbers for you. Took me all fucking day. You owe me big time.
Hey, guys, what do we have?
Just look through there. If he's in there, he'll jump out at you. You got a good memory? I mean, if you see this guy, you're going to be able to pick him out?
I don't think that memory is very reliable.
Well, it better be. You're a school teacher, right?
You know what that is. That's
people fucking count on your memory.
Detective Rodriguez bothering you? Telling you about the fish in the Hudson?
Actually, I was telling her about the time the cat ate the DOA's balls on 123rd Street.
That's Malloy. A good one.
Malloy.
What am I, your maid or something? Your food is ready. Your curry tofu.
Come here, my love. There'll be no harm, long as I've you here in my heart. To one who loves.
I gotta get something to eat.
You hungry? You like calamari? There's this great place over on Arthur Avenue.
Hey, Richie, what I want to know is when did you start like the white women, man?
About the same time as you.
Trying to protect someone, right?
See you later.
Let's get the fuck out of here. This place is too fucking busy. No, let's go somewhere quiet.
One more week, and I know I'm going to find out. I'm going to pull you off the streak. I just need another week. I'm going to get something. I promise.
How did you get to be a homicide detective so young?
Me? In a word?
Yeah.
Compassion. I took the desk no one else wanted.
What desk was that?
The desk next to the holding cell. You know, so I talked to the perps. Gave them cigarettes, gum. So they start to trust you, you know, start telling you things you want to know. After a while, you pulled out a big confession, you know, got some bumps up. Hey, how long you think, what do you think you suppose a woman needs to know a guy before she'll get engaged to him? Shortest amount of time.
Come on, Malloy.
How long?
I don't know. I guess it depends. It took my mother about a half hour.
You kidding me?
No.
What'd your father do? A romance her to fall in love? Put a gun to her head? What do you, how'd that happen?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's sedge?
Ferns. This looks like a place where they dump bodies. What's in these bags?
Garbage. Go on, try it.
I'm frightened of guns.
Oh, yeah? Then why don't you learn to use one? Go on. Go on.
How do you hold this thing? Do you hold one hand or two?
Hold it any way you want. Just don't hold it this way.
Again.
You really have to hold it with two hands.
Yeah, try aiming this time. Try. Go on. Try. Ah, cheap piece of shit. See how good of kissers we are.
We already kissed.
No, not really. Come on, Miss. You used to do this when you were a kid?
I went to boarding school.
You're here for the sex, right? You don't go nowhere with me. I didn't fuck you. Did you get engaged to me?
Is this about the murder?
No. Yeah, I can't get this sick fuck out of my head.
While we were kissing?
All the fucking time.
By my place?
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I'm going away for a while. Probably not gonna be able to talk to you for a little bit.
Where are you going?
Florida. It's all paid for, so I could have some time with my kids.
Is your wife going?
My ex-wife, yeah.
No, your wife.
Get the fuck out of here. Sleep on a fucking couch. Alright? It's complicated. When I moved out, I didn't have enough money to get my own apartment, so I went to live with my mother. She's worse than my wife. 3 years ago, I moved back. We don't sleep together, alright? I moved back for my kids, okay? She can't control my kids.
Did you ever tell the truth?
Where you going? I'll give you a ride home. Hey.
Something wrong?
How did you get in?
I hope you don't mind. I took a shower. You know, you might want to check your messages. That student of yours has been taken in for questioning. The police found his term paper illustrated in blood. That's a little weird, isn't it? You want some tea?
I have to go out.
Actually, the real reason that I'm here is because I thought I should tell you that I'm going to call Pauline and ask her out.
Really?
Did I ever tell you that my mother used to dress me in girls' blouses?
Yes, I think you did.
So, do you think it's a good idea?
What?
About Pauline. I think it's a good idea, but then again, I hardly know her at all.
Well, I don't think Pauline will sleep with you if that's what you're thinking.
Oh, you're right. You're right. What am I thinking? She's worse than you are. Have sex with me? I must be out of my fucking mind. Will you have sex with me? Yes, I'm out of my fucking mind. Will you have sex?
Just Pauline in the fashion. Are you alone?
Take that bag away from you. I gotta take the bag. Come on. I know. I gotta take. Hey, Jackie.
Yeah.
You get her 622 on 6th Street.
No problem.
At the morgue. I'm sorry they made you wait. I told them to let you go home. I need to ask you some questions about Pauline for any. Let's go.
When I was 13, my father left me in Geneva.
He was called away to Washington for 5 days.
He said later that it never occurred to him that I wouldn't be all right. Pauline said that I failed to take advantage of the situation. That I should have ordered hundreds of boxes of chocolate, that I should have made a snowman.
Pauline engaged?
No.
You recognize this? We found it on her left third finger.
No. Is that it? Is that a signature?
Yeah, it's a signature.
I want to know what happened. I want to know if it was quick.
Why do you think no one's going to make a difference for Annie?
No, I've thought that all my life.
Well, you're wrong. No, don't mean shit. It
doesn't mean shit.
This guy must have known her. He strangled her till she lost consciousness, probably in the bedroom, and then dragged her into the bathroom and cut her throat. Cut through the windpipe, the jugular, the epiglottis, the hyoid, the tongue. He held her by her hair and cut all around. This guy likes blood. But he got to the vertebrae. He needed a bigger knife to cut through that, and he had one. He pulled the drain in the sinks before he left, so he left us nothing that could help us. It scares me that this guy knows about drains. I'm gonna go back to the apartment. There's something that I know, but I don't know it yet. Sometimes it helps just to sit there. You know?
How will you get in?
I got a key.
You have a key?
Yeah.
Yeah, her key.
I guess so. I have a key.
Did you kill her?
Sergeant Lawrence, can you give Miss Abier a drive home, please?
Yeah.
Come get the fuck out of here.
Oh.
Loy?
It's me, Cornelius. I heard about your friend. It's all over the TV.
My sister.
Why are you wearing one shoe?
The other shoe is holding the door open. That scared them.
You gotta... You got a pedal.
Oh, what happened?
Fuck that man, all right?
Fuck who?
Fuck him! That cop!
What cop?
Fuck him!
What cop? Malloy? I just don't want to do this. I'm drunk.
Look, I didn't want to fuck you anyway. What you want, huh? What, girl?
Let me go.
What?
Let me go.
You've been looking to fuck my head up since day one. You've been looking to fuck with
Cornelius.
Me.
Cornelius.
You don't know me.
He wanted me to check, make sure you got home all right.
Where is he?
You okay?
You tell him not to bother me.
Sure.
Look all right to me. But you said you were screaming half naked out the window.
You were a long time.
Yeah, I was working.
Getting a blowjob? Now you're lying to work? What is it? No such thing as a bad blowjob.
No, you're wrong there. Some women are terrible blowjobs. No rhythm at all, no sense of cock whatsoever.
Good phrase. No sense of cock. Yes, that must be terrible.
Danny, we got a problem here. I'm standing in your sister's apartment. I'm trying to put this case together, and I can't. You want to know why? I'm worrying about you. Good cop, I'm a good detective. It's the only thing I'm good at, I'm not good at this. Franny, you want me to go, I'll go. You want me to stay, I'll stay. You gotta want something. I mean, you're smarter than I am. I'm running just to keep up with you.
I'm scared of what I want.
Why, is it a lot?
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a problem with you women, you know, you can never be satisfied.
I'm sorry.
Why, you didn't do nothing.
Sorry you feel that way.
But your problem is you're fucking exhausting. Fuck this, you know what, I was doing just fine before I met you, just fine.
You'll see.
Will it like it?
I don't know. I think so.
You're not sure.
You're not sure. You think I'm obsessed with you?
Maybe. Get me out of this.
very nervous being handcuffed.
Hurry up. I'm starting to fucking feel like a chick here.
Get over there.
Where is it?
In my jacket pocket. Yeah. Inside left pocket.
Hurry up.
Oh, yeah.
My bracelet.
Yeah, I keep meaning to give it to you. I forgot.
Where did you get this?
Found on West Broadway. I went back there the same night to see if I missed something, and I found it.
It was you.
What the fuck is the matter with you?
I saw you. I saw your tattoo. I never thought that you killed her. I just never thought that.
Franny, get me out of these fucking things now. It's enough of this shit, Franny. Give me the key. Get me out of here. I'm not kidding, Franny. Get me out of this fucking thing. I'm on fucking things now. Franny! Fuck! Fuck! Damn it! Fuck!
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay. She's fine, thanks, Dad.
Take it easy. Just take it.
No.
Take it easy.
I can't go with you because he'll know.
What?
He killed Pauline.
Who?
Molloy. I saw him with Angela Sands. I saw his tattoo. I saw the three of space.
Jesus, we better talk about this. We'll go someplace. You can tell me about it.
Police.
You tell me what happened. Did he hurt you?
No.
Freddy!
Going
to the lighthouse. You ever been there?
To the lighthouse. I teach that book.
Yeah, I fished there. Look at the GW. That's something.
Fishing lodge. Want to see inside?
Yeah, me and Molloy, we got up together after our first big bust. He's a good cop. Best partner I ever had. You want wine? I got wine.
just words to say.
Together in the street. You want to hang up his jacket? Are you cold? Don't cry. Been in love? See, I met this girl. I've been thinking about her my whole life. You know, dreaming about her. But the thing is, I don't know if she loves me. I mean, all women want love, right? What about you? You want love? Be kissed? My guess is you want it so bad it hurts. I'm right. Will you marry me, Franny? Put on a ring. Put on a fucking...
Christ, what are you, crazy?
Thank you.
what lies ahead. Will there be rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. Now I have children of my own, and they ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see, que sera, sera.
As before, death is